You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Telling you, you start playing them on a loop, you'd be in a better mood like that.
I'm already in a good mood. Remember yesterday we had the story, and for whatever reason it didn't get saved. The average American has 252 good days.
Yes,
per
we
year.
Ended the show with that, and I want to come back to that.
I'm having a great day.
How do you, like, what were the parameters of what you consider a bad day? Because bad day could be I just stubbed my toe and. You know, like it could be something minor, or bad day could be, when I think bad day, I think, oh my, something really bad has happened.
I think what ends up happening is and I do this on a regular basis. I get to the end of my day.
Yep.
And I look back on it,
mm-hmm.
not to be too introspective, but
yep.
I'm just telling you what I do. And if you think I'm a nerd or... You know, trying
no, it's
to,
like a gratitude journal.
Trying to be a deep thinker when I'm really not. I get to the end of my day and I sit in my chair in the bedroom as we're watching TV, getting ready to go to bed, and I think to myself, did I make myself better today or worse? Did I have a good day or did I have a bad day?
Okay.
Did I advance or did I decline?
Okay.
And there are days, I'm not gonna lie, where I think to myself, today was not a day where I advanced.
Okay.
I just didn't. And I probably recoiled instead of advanced. Or today I just wasn't happy. And so I think what you would determine to be a bad day is really is person to person. Did I enjoy my time on this planet today? Yes or no? And
well,
sometimes
it's better than the alternative.
Well, that's true. But sometimes the answer is no. I didn't enjoy my time. But more often than not, and by more often than not, I would say 95% of the time,
yeah.
I say to myself, today was a good day. It was a good, I mean, give me a break. I get to go to a job where I hang out with you two numbskulls and we tell jokes and we talk. I mean,
yep.
I'm literally paid to talk. How can I have a bad day?
Yeah.
It all depends on perspective, too. I mentioned it yesterday when we brought it up at the end of the program that we tend to dwell on the negatives. And so
you tend to dwell on the negatives.
Humans do, naturally.
I don't know that that's true.
Factual. Sam's gotten better, but go ahead.
So at the end of the day, you can either sit there and think about all of the things you did wrong, which is where I am flawed, and I do think about the negatives more than the positives, or you can think about all the things that went well. And it can be as small as, oh, I turned my turn signal on and that guy waved me in.
Right.
I mean, that is a minute positive thing that can change your mindset from extreme negative
yep.
to somewhat
so,
positive.
Sam, a girlfriend of mine many years ago gave me the most beautiful little booklet, and on the front, there's all these watercolors, and it just says gratitude journal.
I love it.
And the dates are blank, so you can fill in what day it is at the top of every single thing, right? You just fill in the date. It says date. And then you can write, what are you grateful for today? And I need to dig that out and find it because it's boxed up somewhere.
What are you grateful for today?
Because of the move. I am grateful today. There's so many things. I got to spend my entire morning with Libby. And I had not done that in a while. She's busy. I'm busy. We went out on the golf course. We were off by 7:40. I got up early. We had coffee. We laughed. We sent my dad photos, you know. And so the gratitude journal, like, that's what I would put. That is what I'm grateful today. And it doesn't mean I'm not grateful for the other things in my life, the health of my children.
Well, but notwithstanding. I mean, yeah.
Of course, all of those things. But when you write them down, something happens when you, at the very end of your day, if you write it down, you can breathe better. You can feel better. I think they've studied this, Sam. Like, just writing down a gratitude at the end of the day, even if you've had the worst day.
Write down five.
Five? Yeah, five.
Find five. Even, and they don't have to be big.
Right, even three. And you're right, Sam. It could be that I didn't forget to heat up my my smart ones in the microwave. It could be something relatively insignificant.
Sam, what are you grateful for?
I am grateful that I woke up on time. Because on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, now I have a 4:45 alarm.
4:45?
Yeah, I am grateful.
You're grateful for that?
I'm grateful I don't have that.
I am grateful that I have my first personal training client and things are going well.
Good.
Is it a girl or a guy?
It is a guy.
Good.
I am grateful, obviously, to have this job every single day. I am grateful that I got a smile from Big Boss as I pulled into the parking lot. I don't know why. Just made me smile back.
Wait, and Boss smiled?
Yeah, she smiled at me.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Listen to this. Gratitude journaling.
I'm picking mine apart.
Gratitude.
What are you grateful for?
What am I grateful for? I'll tell you. I'm being serious.
Today.
This is what I'm grateful for every day. And I can't tell you who this person is, but he's somebody who's very important in my life. And I tell him this every single day. I'm grateful that I woke up sober this morning. Because that wasn't always the case.
Yeah, good for you. Gratitude journaling has been shown to positively impact both mental and physical health, with studies demonstrating reduced symptoms of anxiety, depression, and stress, as well as improved sleep and physical well-being, because it helps you shift to the positive aspects in your life, fostering a more optimistic mindset, especially right before you go to bed.
I'm grateful that Michael Fronte is coming to town in about a week and a half.
I'm grateful for my dumb dog who gets so excited that sometimes she goes up on her hind leg so aggressively that she falls backwards. She did that this morning.
I'm grateful
that
for the
painful
rug cleaner that took the maggot-infested wool rug from my driveway today.
Let's talk about the maggots.
Rolled it up like an enchilada. Put it on the back of a van.
It looked like a dead body.
It actually looked, when they drove by, I laughed so hard. I go, you know that looks like a dead body. And I said, and if you get pulled over by a police officer, it smells like a dead body too. And he goes, no, we'll be careful. I go, 10-2, boys, 10-2.
Tell us about the maggots.
Well, flies like the smell of death. And they had a little mating party at my house a couple nights ago, and now we have evidence of that I will not discuss because I'm trying to eat my lunch.
And so you had maggots on the
could we stop saying that
the
word,
garbage
please?
Cans?
Yes, could we please stop saying that word?
And what have we learned about wool?
We have learned that wool is an animal.
No,
fun fact.
It's the fur of an
right?
animal.
And the fur, when it gets wet, will emanate a very powerful
stench.
Odor.
Yep. It's a stench.
Fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me more about the maggots.
No, stop saying that word.
How many would you say there were?
Can I just tell you right now, when I saw them, I was getting ready to back out of the driveway and I went, and I said, I'm not going to discuss what that is. I go, I don't want to talk about it. Don't want to talk about it.
Would you say there were 100?
And he looked over and he goes, oh, and I go, no. I go, I am going to, something just about that word. I've got a little gag reflex going on and I go, I don't want to talk about it.
Do we think we need a shovel?
No, it wasn't that many, but my God, what is it? Is there anything more disgusting on the face of the
earth. Maybe a cockroach.
Oh, a cockroach for sure.
I would take a cockroach over a maggot any day of the week.
Okay, could we please?
I would take a maggot over a cockroach.
I am trying to eat my lunch.
I would take a maggot over a cockroach.
There goes the rice.
Every day of the week.
Maggot. Maggot.
Stop it. Oh, my God. Gross.
Maggot.
It's like a little worm that turns into a fly. You know what they eat, right? You know.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
No, seriously. Flies will place their maggots, their larvae, in poop and garbage.
Okay, yeah. We don't need to break this down at all. Not even a little bit.
Today, I am grateful for Dana's reaction to Scott's obsession with maggots. Bringing me joy.
I hate you both, but I will play what? You.
This is the second day in a row that you've said that.
What does that look like? Don't you get pulled over. Because that looks like a body, and it smells worse.
Yes, it does.
All right,
yes, it does. And then they look. It looks like
it
a
looks
body.
It looks like they've got a dead body
it
on the
does.
Back of their
it
van.
It legitimately does.
Dana, what is worse, a maggot?
Oh, my God, stop saying
or a word. Moist maggot? This is from the text line. Would it be better from the text line if we just called it squiggly rice?
I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up. And you know what? I'm not going to hold it in. I'm going to projectile all the way over to your side of the desk. And then you're going to have to sit with that the rest of the show.
Maggot.
No, stop it.
Maggot. 913.
Moist.
Moist maggots. You know, that would be a great heavy metal band name. Who are we going to see tonight?
Moist Maggots?
Collective Salt? Nope. Going to Moist Maggots.
Yeah, we are.
913-586-7798.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.